your lips are sweet as honey cream. You're the sweetest girl I've ever seen. Well, your death is a star and your heart is warm. What do you, darling, if you hear the charm? Well, your lips are sweet and honeydew. I think about you, that's all I do. The wicked water in my arms. Why tell me, darling, it gets charm. Well, your lips are sweet as honeydew. There's a new real life with the body too. Your eyes they call, they say come on. What tell me, darling, if you hear the charm?
Link Ray and his Raymen. Think Link. 1965's version of Hidden Charms on Swan Records. That is a flip of one of the two issues of Ace of Spades that came out that year. Oh man, recorded in Link's recording shack in his backyard. He had a three-track in the shack in the backyard. Yeah, thank God that came out on 45. All right, woo! See, we had Dale Gregory and the Shouters! B-Sharp 45, they're only 45, from South Dakota. Did you need to know, spelled properly, Y-A, did ya? Yeah, did ya? From Rochester, the Herd, H-E-A-R-D. Stop It Baby, got you stomping around the studio here on Audition Records. I believe they're only 45. From the Pacific Northwest, the Scotsman, Sorry Charlie. Panorama Record 45. Yeah, taking inspiration from the Jolly Green Giant by the Kingsmen, who we had prior to that, with Trouble. Spelling lesson there. You learn how to spell trouble on that Juan 45. And then from Northwest Indiana, Oscar the Majestics from Hammond, Indiana. Got to Have Your Lovin', USA Records 45. And then the Rear Exit started us off there, 1966, Excitation on the MTA label. Yeah. Friends, Wigsters, countrymen, country women, country thangs. This has been The Wig Out. I'm Richard Wig, honored here every week to blast out some blastables from the Bunker Studio in San Diego. All right, programming announcement. Get your pencil if you didn't have it earlier. You got your pencil? I'll wait. All right, you got your pencil. Write it down. Next week, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, The Wig Out. Guest host, Glynis, DJ Girl Group Girl. All right. Waiting for Glynis to come in with the Canadian Concussors. Oh, yeah, baby. Let's see. We got Harry coming up here at the top of the hour. It is time to sign off and hand the keys over to Harry. All right. Take us home, Harry. All right. Taking us out this week, we got the Selective Service with Green Onions. Yeah. Let's see. We'll be back. Well, Glynis will be back next week. Stay weird between now and when Glynis comes to The Wig Out. And then in between Glynis's episode of The Wig Out and when I'm back in 2 weeks, you can also stay weird. All right. See you then. Same wig time, same wig channel. All right.
The Fun House. I'm your host, Harry Parmenter, and you can expect the unexpected on our descent into the maelstrom as we careen through the darkness of the midnight soul. So buy the ticket and take the ride into the Fun House.
The Fun House.
Oh.
We'll be right back. Chica, Chica was a bit.
Around. Same old story, same old song and dance. in your shoes. You wonder why they got more money than you. You wonder why you got nothing to lose. It makes no sense, don't try to figure it out. You gotta walk on down. Walk on down. Walk on down. When the shit out of luck, there's just one thing to do, and that's walk on down. She loves you, in your mind there's no doubt. But you feel like a stranger when the lights go out. As you lie there awake, you think, this ain't no gift. Don't try to figure that way, it's too heavy to lift. You gotta walk on down. Walk on down. Walk on down. When the shit out of love, the joy's wanting to do. I choose, put on my walking shoes.
Good evening and welcome into the Funhouse tonight, where we're celebrating 50 years of Aerosmith with some of their, for the most part, lesser-known tracks from the top St. John cover, Love Me Two Times, door song, of course, Janie's Got a Gun live, along with Just Push Play, Lord of the Thighs, and Write Me a Letter. Oh, a bunch of live stuff there, as well as Same Old Song and Dance and One Way Street. And the studio Walk On Down with Joe Perry at the vocals, Cheesecake off Night in the Ruts, Lickin' a Promise off Rocks, Their Greatest Achievement. And Think About It, another cover, a Yardbirds cover. They covered Train Kept Her Own, became a big hit for them. Signature song, used to end every show with it, and eventually started opening shows with it. But Think About It is a great cover, which never really got a lot of play because it was on Night at the Ruts right when they were breaking up, and then et cetera, et cetera. Anyway, recent Guitar Magazine has two great interviews with Joe Perry and the great unsung Brad Whitford, who said about the Aerosmith final tour, which was supposed to be taking place last year, postponed this year at some point, still TBD because of Steven Tyler's vocal problems. He was asked if it's possible, if this would really be a farewell tour, and he said, in my mind, it's not possible to keep going. I don't bullshit anybody, I just don't do it, and sometimes that upsets people. That's just the way it is. People have to be willing to accept that. And I was probably the last person to sign on for this tour, because even though it's a multi-million dollar business, the reality is you've got to work awfully hard to end up in a good place financially. But it's not really rocket science, and it should always be more fun than you ever had, right? There shouldn't be any drama. We humans have enough shit going on. So when we finish this tour, that's going to be it. Indeed, well said. My name is Harry Parmenter, and I want to thank you for joining me. See you next week in the Funhouse.
In the Funhouse.
In the Funhouse.
Now it's time.
Welcome to the new WFMU Rock and Soul Radio stream. I've got a lot of great music for you this hour. Enjoy the electric sounds of artificial intelligence.
Music.
Showing me again, but you don't.
don't know wrong from right. But there is one thing I could never understand. Some of the sick things that a girl does to a man. So I'm just sitting on a fence. You can say I got no sense. Trying to make up my mind really is so hard to find. So I'm sitting on a fence. All of my friends at school grew up and settled down, and they mortgaged off their life. One thing's not said too much, but I think it's true. They just get married 'cause there's nothing else to do. So sitting on a fence. You can say I got no sense. Trying to make up my mind really is too hard to find. So I'm sitting on a fence. The day can come when you get old and sick and tired of life. You just never realize. Maybe the choice you made wasn't really right. But you go out and you don't come back at night. So I'm just sitting on.